We begin our 90-day Paschal season, 40 days of Lent and 50 days of Easter. And the Paschal season comes from Pasqua, the Paschal mystery of Christ, which comes from Passover, the passing over from death to life. We can't enter this season without being reminded of the Exodus, the passing over from death and slavery in Egypt through the Red Sea, which is a kind of a baptismal experience, the wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and then the deliverance into the Promised Land. So it's from death in Egypt to life in Palestine, Israel. And Jesus, God, enters into our human journey, and so he passes through a 40-day time in the desert that recalls and participates in the 40 years in the desert that they spent being formed by God, having their vision, their minds changed. And so Jesus says, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's available to you now. It's not some distant future thing. It's there now. So repent and believe in the gospel. The Greek word for repentance is metanoia, which comes from two smaller Greek words, nous, meaning mind, and meta, to change. So to change your mind, to have a new way of looking at things, to a new vision of reality. You know, every human being has some kind of meaning system, whether they realize it or not. It's the lenses through which they look at reality. And the world, in every age, has a certain pair of glasses that they're wanting you to put on. The world's view of reality, understanding of reality, looks like success, the importance of the self, being number one. I'm talking about our culture now more than others, but it's always similar. But the gospel, the good news, has a different colored glasses. It looks like the Paschal mystery, the lens through which God wants us to change our minds is to view reality paschally, through death and resurrection, through the death of self, not the preservation of self and the glorification of self that the world is telling us, but through the death of self. Self-denial sounds like Lent, doesn't it? Self-denial, letting go of my privileges, letting go of my securities, letting go of my firstness, and taking the last place, with the understanding that, strangely enough, that doesn't lead to ultimate death, it leads ultimately to life. And so in that second reading, St. Peter describes in a few words what happens to Jesus. He is put to death and then raised by the Spirit, and he sits at the right hand of the Father being ministered to by angels. In other words, the end of the story, which is comedic, which is a happy ending, ever after, you know, you talk about happily ever after, this is the end of the story, that Jesus in his glorified body, his risen body, is already experiencing the fullness of the kingdom. That fullness still awaits us, but the presence of it in some limited form is already available to us now if we would take off the world's glasses and put on the Paschal glasses and begin to see the world in the way that God sees the world, the way God sees reality. And we've said this many times here, in the Trinity, there is no self-concern. The Trinity is all about letting go of self. And so the three persons are letting go of themselves. Each of them is dying for the other two, a complete, absolute, unreserved self-offering to the other two and receiving that back from the other two. That's what love is. That's what Christianity is. That's who we are. But we have to change our minds. We have to experience some kind of repentance, some kind of metanoia, to view reality in that way. And that is available to us now. It's about conversion. Change of mind is converting from one way of looking at reality to another. And so the church and the scriptures are filled with symbols of conversion. So let's just talk about a few of those that are mentioned in these readings today. The first one is baptism. In that second reading, St. Peter, commenting on the first reading from Genesis, says the flood was really about baptism. It was about washing the sin away from the world. It was about cleansing and renewing. And so God makes a brand new covenant with Moses and his sons. And Peter mentions that there were only 8 people in the ark. Now, we don't know whether that's literally true or not, but the symbolism is important here. 8 is a significant number in the scriptures and in the church, in the liturgy. In Genesis, it says that God created the world in 6 days, and then on the 7th day, which is Saturday, he rested. So then what does that make Sunday? It's either the 8th day, the last day of that week, or it's the first day of the next week. And the church has always said yes to both. It's both the 8th day and the first day. 8th day is Resurrection Day. 8th day is Baptism Day. Normally, baptisms happen on Sunday because it's about entering into the Paschal Mystery literally and physically. You get washed in the baptismal waters. You get drowned. It's a symbolic drowning. And one of the problems we've had in the church in recent centuries is we have these baptismal fonts that are kind of stylized, beautiful things that don't have any water in them because they're often made out of wood, and wood and water don't go together. And so when we do baptize, we bring a little bowl out and put some water in there. We've changed that in recent years, so the font here has water in it all the time, and the only way you can enter into this church and sign yourself is not in some little dinky font, but in the baptismal font. So it's always a reminder to us every time we interact with that font that we're being renewed, that we're being repented, changed. Metanoia is happening in us if we're only willing to access it, if we're only willing to participate in that. And so the only way to get to the altar in a Catholic church is through the font. You can't get here without going through there. You can't get to the resurrection and the glory and the kingdom meal without dying. This is the meaning of all Christian life. Okay? Another thing that's mentioned in these readings is the number 40. And we've talked about 40 here many times. 40 is such a symbolic number. But it has to do largely with the 40 years in the wilderness. That was metanoia. That's where God formed them in God's own likeness. Without the influences of the flesh pots of Egypt, without the influences of other cultures, they're out there by themselves and they have only God. And they don't even have any food to eat without him sending manna from heaven. They don't have anything to drink without him striking the rock and the water comes forth out of bare rock. In other words, out there where they were formed by God alone. And then 40 years, biblically, is a lifetime. So nobody entered the promised land who could remember Egypt. Egypt was dead. Egypt symbolizes the old life of sin and death that we have said goodbye to. And you remember some of those stories out there in the wilderness. They grumble against Moses because they're hungry and thirsty, and they long for the flesh pots of Egypt. And that is considered sin, backsliding. God is preparing you for your own homeland. Why are you wanting to go back and be slaves again? But this is the human condition, isn't it? We come kicking and screaming and dragging and resisting what God wants to offer us. Eternal life and eternal glory and a sharing in God's own life that comes through sharing in God's death. And so Jesus spends 40 days in the desert. We spend 40 days in Lent because we, through the rest of the year, despite the fact that every Sunday is Paschal Day, every Sunday is death and resurrection and our participation in the Paschal mystery, but through the year, we kind of devolve into becoming just like the rest of the world, clamoring and hungering for success and power and wealth and prestige and security and all those earthly kinds of things, which are kind of necessary, and we have to live in this world and everything. But once a year, the church gives us this Paschal season to set our minds right again, to recall, to remember what we're really about as God's people. Then it's Paschal. It's the lenses through which God sees reality, and we who are part of God, who are members of God, of Christ's body, we who are participating already in the life of God through the Paschal mystery. This is the annual reminder, the getting our minds right about who we are.